Blog Talk Radio.
Your name and the way the taillights keep on shining on that life I left behind me. Every mile, every sign is reminding me why I ain't turning around this time. If you miss me already,
things have been pretty busy. I've been looking over actually the Tin Pan South Festival artist, the lineup. I'm considering going to it. You know, it Abby Anderson and Carly Pierce are performing. Lindsay L's doing one show. There's a chance I may go for a few days.
Yeah. And I think I told you this, but the Springs announced this morning. Where they'll be having a fan club party.
be
the Springs, yes.
June 7th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central at the Bluebird. So.
That should be great.
It's gonna be fun. I went there last year. They had it last year at the listening room, the old listening room, and it was so much fun. That's actually where we met face to face for the first time.
This would be the first time you'd be in the Bluebird.
Yeah, but at the Springs party last year, but that's actually where, I mean, you met face to face for the first time.
Yes.
Which was awesome. I mean, and I'm anxious to see who their performers are, or openers are going to be for this year. I'm anxious to see who's opening for them.
I don't think they haven't announced all the performers yet.
They haven't announced any
yet.
They'll probably announce it as it gets closer.
I know last year they had at least five that I know of. Lexi Hayden, Shelby Lee Lowe, Brian Young, maybe April, and somebody else. Oh, Dustin Herring. So, but that was a fun show last year.
I had stayed for the first two rounds, but I actually had to leave because I went to Brittany Bexton's fan club party, which is a benefit for autism. But this year, June 7th, I believe, is a... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I bet that was so much fun.
Yes. That was a terrific... Elena was there. Megan Golden was there, mm-hmm. and Danielle Kalila, who's another sensational artist. She also won an award, the mm-hmm. Josie Awards. All the three of them were together, and you got to eat lunch with them before, and it was really terrific.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking of Brittany Bexton, I think she's over in the UK right now touring, I think.
I think so, too.
From keeping up with her on social media, I've been seeing a bunch of pictures and stuff that she's been posting. It looks pretty awesome over there. Of course, I've never been overseas, so.
Neither have I.
Someday.
The closest right now I'll get to England, as of right now, is fish and chips at Arthur Treacher's.
Well, I know it's not technically, it's not overseas, obviously, but the farthest from the U.S. I've been is Canada.
Me too. I've been to Montreal.
I've been to Canada three times. Once I was in Vancouver, after we got off our cruise ship, I took a cruise to Alaska in my senior year of high school, and our last stop was Vancouver, and I was there, and then I went to Niagara Falls back maybe 7 years ago, I think it was, back in 2011, and then in 2015, I think, it might have been 16. I went to Toronto for a Blue Jays baseball game.
Nice. That how was the stadium? Was that the Sky Dome?
That was actually the Rogers Center. And I'll tell you one thing. The Rogers Center has a hotel inside of it.
Real, that must have been a super sight to see.
It was. It's It was a retractable roof, of course. I think the roof was closed when we were there, but the hotel in and of itself, that's for the players' families to stay whenever there's a home game.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well.
So I think it's a pretty neat concept to have a hotel right inside the stadium for players' families. I think it's a pretty neat concept.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, if you think about it, especially for players' families that live all over the country or whatever, you know, flying them in for home games, that basically saves you the cost of a hotel room, because I'm guessing it's either free or really cheap for a player's families to stay in that hotel. So,
well, I think that being able to stay in that hotel and then go to and from the stadium right from the hotel is a great treat. Mm-hmm. Besides, you don't even ever have to worry about Uber, even worry about Uber at all. You just go, you have all your Molson Golds, like beer, Molson beers, like moonshine, mm-hmm. and you can just go back to your hotel room and sleep it off without even have to step outside.
Right, I agree totally. While we wait for today's guest to call in, what else have you been up to, bud?
Work is, without going into a lot of detail, work has been busy.
I understand.
Work has been busy. Today was very busy. I actually finished only a few minutes before the broadcast started.
Wow.
I've been also following a lot of the college basketball. The conference tournaments are going on right now, and then a lot of positions, a lot of teams try to bear for positions for the tournament. Unfortunately,
yeah.
I was following the Belmont Bruins. A lot of our guests that we have are still attending Belmont, including Kayla Woodson had attended Belmont, who she put on a terrific performance at The Voice. But yesterday.
Speaking of Kayla Woodson, can we talk about that Voice performance? Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
That was freaking incredible. Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know what? What
I
was really surprised at, none of the judges hit
their
butt.
That's what I don't understand. I mean, she didn't get one single chair turn. That's just... That blows my mind completely.
You know what? If you compare it to the other artists, it is really mind-boggling. I don't want to sound impartial.
She was honestly better.
Yes. By all means. They said that, she wasn't hitting the right note. And I don't think, when hearing it, I didn't believe that was to be the case.
I agree.
You know, I mean, the only... If I had any criticism at all, because there's no one is perfect, is she
right.
sang Turn on the Radio by Reba McEntire, and Reba is Kelly Clarkson's stepmother. And so
exactly.
That's the only thing, is maybe she could have chosen a different song. But even still, you had Blake and Adam and Alicia. I don't see.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said afterwards, I'm sure next time if you come back, one of us will hit our buttons. I said, why not now?
Wait, what? Exactly. But I will tell you a watch tonight, because because another form of guest, another form of guest of ours, who was on the show before you came on board, Jess Lee. Nope, Jess Lee. Oh. She'll be on tonight. And I'm telling you, this chick is just mind-blowingly incredible.
You know what? I really hope that she gets selected.
You know, if she doesn't make it, I'm done with the voice for this year at least. I'm done for the year.
Well,
if she doesn't make it.
Well, look at it this way. Natalie Stovall deserved to get past the first few rounds to even maybe the top 12. How she got eliminated.
Right. I agree.
She got eliminated so quickly, then was saved, and then got eliminated quickly right again. And this puzzled me. Then you going back to Kayla. They had shown Kayla's performance in a quick highlight last week when they were advertising for these week's shows. And they had the whole ordeal. They showed Kayla being interviewed. They showed her where she works in the Country Music Hall of Fame. And basically the good positive thing is I know where she works and I'll stop by and I'll order some food from there and I'll give her a nice tip.
True.
Very true. I'll even go there just so. And then she put on the rock performance, and the way they had set it up, I really thought she was going to be selected. And when the song ended, I was puzzled. I said, what?
I couldn't believe it. Of course. I thought at least the Blake or Kelly would turn around for her, I thought.
Yes. I was surprised. They said, you didn't hit that note. And it's just, when you compare it to the other contestants, not taking away anything from the other contestants, all of them are very, very well talented, terrific voices, but it's tough to be able to make the distinction, you didn't hit that high note versus the other ones. So it's just puzzling to me.
Very puzzling. Oh, and I know you mentioned Natalie Stovall earlier. Today's Natalie's birthday. So happy birthday to you, Natalie.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Natalie. You know, forgot to mention when I was talking about the Tin Pan South Festival, which is next month. Natalie's going to be one of the performers. She's going to be doing a songwriters round with Ruthie.
That's cool.
In the Commodore, believe it or not, in the holiday in Vanderbilt. And I looked and said to myself, how could I not attend this?
We had Natalie on the show. When was that? Back in November, I think it was.
We did have her in November.
And I'm going to be honest with you, Natalie is just one of the coolest people I believe ever come in contact with. It felt like I'd known her for about 10 years.
Natalie is so great to talk to, her and Ruthie. I've met them at least 3 times. In fact, I had traveled to Chicago when the two of them were touring with Kelly Bannon, and they had called themselves Three Girls in a Bar. They put on a fabulous show. It was so well collaborated, I was surprised. And Ruthie even noticed me in the middle of the show when they were on the dance floor, when they were on the floor of the show, and she gave me a hug. And I said, wow, this trip to Chicago to see them was so worth it, because their tour did not stop in New York, neither in New York nor New Jersey. I'm considering buying a ticket to Tin Pan South. It's one price, $30 and you get to go to all the shows. It's right with it right there in the Commodore. I mean, this is where I can buy, I would buy one pass and I would just go to for a few days. I wouldn't go for the whole week, just for a few. And even Lindsay L is doing one show Wednesday night. So the more I talk about this, the more I'm convincing myself that maybe I should go.
Hey, dude, let me tell you, and you might have noticed this, on Instagram, but I keep up a blog called Murph's Musings, okay? So, the other day, on this blog for the first time in like months, I finally wrote something. I wrote an article about this week's tomorrow at least. This week's edition of Mary Cutter and Megan Barker's songwriters on Jammin' and Jammies.
That was a terrific article, by the way.
Appreciate you, dude. And for those of you out there that have not seen the social media posts, check out this lineup, okay? Adam Sanders, who has written a number one hits for Cole Swindell, Dustin Lynch, big name artists. I mean, Adam Sanders is playing. A recent publishing deal signee, and a good friend of mine, Alyssa Trahan, will be playing.
Yes, and don't forget Tiffany Ashton.
Yes, and Tiffany Ashton, both who have been a former guest on the show. So,
trust me, it makes me want to. I had in the past. I used to come for like one night to Nashville just to see a show. Unfortunately, because of cost, I don't do that anymore. If I lived there, obviously I would be there in a second. Plus. Well, I'm not going to be able to fly there anyway because there's going to be snow tonight here. It's going to start tonight and end very late tomorrow.
Wow.
So.
I'm actually thinking of taking a little national trip because another good friend of mine, I mean somebody that's been on the show, Joe Smith. Is playing I've seen Joe once at this place called the Five Spot in Nashville, and she's gonna be there again May 15th. So I cannot wait for that.
So you're going down just for that?
Yeah, I'm going to that. It's a totally free show. I mean, the show itself is actually called Sunday Night Soul. So it's a free show. It's a good show. So that's May 15th. I'll be there, and then. And then, of course, I have to get my tickets for the Spring Stain Club party in June at the Bluebird, which they're only releasing 75 tickets for that. So I've got to get on that in a hurry. And then June, the next week or so, Jake Owen, Chris Jansen, and Jordan Davis are playing at my local minor league baseball field. So.
Oh, that's going to be a great show. That tour is a good tour. I forgot who was opening for him.
Jordan Davis is opening for Chris Jansen and Jake Owen.
Well, That's going to be a very good show. Apparently, they're doing
that's
a lot of minor league. They're going to be doing a lot of minor
also,
league ball.
And also, our friends October Rose have opened for Jordan Davis as well. So that's a connection there.
I saw October Rose open for Jillian Jacklin and Jordan Davis a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I got to speak to them for a bit. Because I was mostly hanging out by their booth the majority of the show. It was right above the stage. It was a small venue.
If I get to talk to Jordan either before or after the show, I'm definitely going to mention that to him.
He did come. He came out after the show. Actually, you can mention October Rose. And he was actually very responsive on social media.
Yeah. I think artists who take time to come out either before or after their shows, no matter how far along in their careers that they are, signed or not. I mean, I think that speaks volumes for the artist.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, you know, and I've said this before, I've gotten to meet so many people just through this show, and all of them are just incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
a lot of these people, yeah, still all of these artists, I'll say for the most part, are really good people.
You know,
and those are the people that I support for who they are, not just their music.
I understand, and I get that there's a sharks in the business. I understand that totally. I also wouldn't call it a business. So, but you've heard me say this before on the show. By and large, though, I think nearly all of the people in country music are just genuinely good people.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I couldn't agree more. That's the main reason why I'm such a supporter of country artists.
Yes, exactly. And there have been times on this show where we're talking to an artist or whatever, an artist that I honestly never thought would be able to get here on the show. Like I'll say Natalie Stovall, for instance, since it's her birthday. In my mind, I was having an absolute freak out. I was like, is this actually happening right now?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that was one of the best experiences.
I mean,
it was also one of the best interviews.
Yes, it really was. And I do that for pretty much every interview that I do. Even going back to the days where the show was a soap opera related show, every guest we bring on, I'm going, wait, how is this actually my life right now? You know. Well, I know you've got to get going, buddy, but.
The storm is going to hit it's going to start snowing very late tonight and go into tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to get 3 to 6. Some air is supposed to get up between 10 and 15, though.
Wow. But yes. Before you do go, we've got a show tomorrow and a show Saturday.
Correct. We have tomorrow Tammy Sue Taylor, been already advertising about the show. She's passed out the link. She's very excited, and we're also thrilled to have her, too. And Saturday, Manny Cabo.
Yeah, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Manny Cabo. I have not seen or physically spoken to Manny since the Awaba Awards in June. So it'll be fun to kind of catch up with him.
Agreed. That should be a lot of fun.
All right. So I think I'm gonna I'll let you go too. I may wrap things up here in a second myself, but I'll definitely talk to you tomorrow. Okay, buddy.
Yeah. Have a good night, Cody. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, man. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, we sort of had to improvise today's show a little bit with our guest not calling in. So I think let's see, tomorrow. Like you. Tomorrow we've got the super talented Miss Tammy Sue Taylor joining us, and Saturday we have the man, the myth, the legend, and my buddy Mr. Manny Cabo. So I think with that, I think I'm gonna go ahead and end today's episode. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.